On the 35th day, Esme Harrison died. Esme was a child of 8. She had had dysentery for some time and was growing very thin and weak. She slept little and cried a great deal. Presently she got fever, and for 2 days ran a temperature of 104 as the malaria rose in her. Mrs. Horsfall told Captain Yoniata that the child must see a doctor and go to a hospital. He said he was very sorry, but there was no hospital. He would try and get a doctor, but the doctors were all fighting with the victorious army of the Emperor. That evening, Esme entered on a series of convulsions, and shortly before dawn she died. She was buried that morning in the Moslem cemetery behind the village. Her mother and one other woman were allowed to attend the burial. They read a little of the service out of a prayer book before the uncomprehending soldiers and Malays, and then it was over. Life went on as before in the accounts office, but the children now had nightmares of death to follow them to sleep. At the end of 6 weeks, Captain Yoniata faced them after the morning inspection. The women stood worn and draggled in the shade of the veranda facing him, holding the children by the hand. Many of the adults and most of the children by that time were thin and ill. He said,
"Ladies, the Imperial Japanese Army has entered Singapore, and all Malaya is free. Now prisoner camps are being built for men and also for women and childs. Prisoner camps are at Singapore, and you go there. I am very sad your life here has been uncomfortable, but now will be better. Tomorrow you start to Kuala Lumpur, not more than you can go each day. From Kuala Lumpur, you go by train to Singapore, I think. In Singapore you will be very happy. Thank you."
From Penang to Kuala Lumpur is 47 miles. It took a minute for his meaning to sink in. Then Mrs. Horsfall said,
"How are we to travel to Kuala Lumpur? Will there be a truck?"
He said,
"Very sorry.